again, and welcome to Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. I'm your host, certified sex therapist Lori Watson, author of Wanting Sex Again, and blogger at Psychology Today and WebMD. And I have with me Dr. Adam Matthews, my co-host, who's a couples therapist, psychotherapist, and president of NCAMFT. Foreplay is dedicated to helping couples keep it hot. Each episode, we cover an aspect of sex that impacts your sex life and something that you can relate to. So if you find our discussions helpful, please give us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. We would love it if you would tell a friend about us. You can find us also on the web at foreplayrst.com. And if you have a comment or a topic that you'd like us to talk about, we'd love to hear from you. Please send them to us at info@foreplayrst.com. Thanks for listening. Now on to today's topic. Welcome to a holiday podcast. We're going to talk today about sex at the holidays and sexy gifts, and then later how to have sex when you're at your in-laws or your parents' house.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that's a delicate one. So let's talk about the easier one.
Okay, easier one first. Sexy gifts.
Yeah, because listen, because I think, right, I mean, at the holidays it's a gift-giving time, so it's natural to give gifts, but I think it's a great time, especially if your sex life is in a rut, or if it's if there's some ways to you want to spice
it
up,
or sex it up,
even right, just to stay connected. You want to be thoughtful with these gifts,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You don't want to give your partner sex for dummies, right?
Right.
Like that's not a good. That book is not. You want to talk about that purchase first.
Or you don't. You don't want to give them, you know, a gift that you already know is going to make them defensive, right?
That's right.
Something you've asked for and it's representative of that, and you've already had, you know, arguments about it. Don't do that.
Yeah. No.
That would not be in the spirit of the holiday.
Yeah, that's right. So what would be on your list, Lori, of gifts that would be a great
the
way?
Sexy gifts.
Sexy gifts.
You know, I mean, I'll tell a story. It was a bad Christmas, and I think it was a bad birthday. My birthday is in December, and I think my husband, it was early in our marriage, gave me bowls for Christmas and my birthday.
Household bowls.
You know,
that you used to cooking, mixing bowls.
Yeah, one was like these really special mixing bowls that I wanted, and then the other one was like this great big bread bowl or something. But,
yeah.
You know, I always refer back. That was not a sexy Christmas, you know?
Bowls.
The bowl Christmas.
The bowl Christmas. Yeah.
I mean, I definitely think that there should be something really personal between a husband and a wife on Christmas, you know, something representative of their special relationship. And I think for me, you know, tickets to like a special event that you're going to go out together to.
Yeah.
One great Christmas, my husband took me to hear the Messiah. Handel's Messiah.
Yeah.
In concert for my birthday. And that was like a fabulous gift, right? We spent time together. We went out to dinner. Or a weekend away, a coupon, you know, or tickets really for a trip.
Yeah, I mean that, where you're just going to, just the two of you, you're going to spend time together.
Yeah.
That's really thoughtful. It's really like, I mean, it's something that would, when time together would culminate with sex anyway.
Right.
Right. And makes sense. Yeah. Like that's an awesome gift.
I think so. And I think, you know, I mean, lingerie, a silky bathrobe. When I was growing up, we always got pajamas and bathrobes, right?
Yeah.
Every Christmas, I got a new bathrobe. And I just think that's kind of an adult version of pajamas at Christmas, you know?
You get
the lingerie, right?
Yeah. I wonder, too, like, I mean, those gifts are exchanged one-on-one, right?
That's not under the tree in front of the in-laws. That's Christmas Eve after the kids are in bed.
Yeah.
You say, hey, I've got an early gift, you know, or an early present for you to open. Not necessarily thinking Christmas Eve is going to be sex time because usually people are exhausted. But, you know, here's something really special.
Yeah, and I think that can be both ways too. I mean, I think men receiving clothes that are sexy, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think the clothes gift has to be just lingerie.
Right.
I mean, I think it could. I mean, that's obviously an explicit sex instruction,
well,
which
be
is good.
You know, it can be sexy
underwear
for men.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I think anything that like makes a person, makes your partner feel sexy as well.
A silk robe
gives you confidence.
For a
robe,
man, you know, a navy blue satiny silk robe for him that is masculine, but, you know, feels sexy. That would be cool.
Yeah, I think that's great. But I think there's just a something about about clothing in general, whether it's clothes or whether it's underwear or whether it's a robe. Like there's, it's something, there's something very intimate about it that really promotes sexual intimacy. I think
definitely, first of all, I think people should give each other gifts. Mm. You know, a lot of times they say there's not room in the budget for us, so we'll just give it to the children. But there's something so anticlimactic about not receiving a gift on the holiday. So definitely make room to give your partner a lovely gift and something that's intimate and maybe representative or symbolic of your love life as well.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a way to do this. I think you have to be careful about doing this. But I think that there's ways for books to be really sexy, right? Mm-hmm. Whether that's a more on the emotional love language side, a book of poetry that you can read together, or even a book about sex that promotes that you can read together that's around a topic that you've already discussed together about ways that you want to improve your sex life for the coming year, right? So that symbolizes a commitment to your partner that you want to get better in this area, particularly if it's an area that they've expressed a need in, right? That you can say, hey, here, like, I'm committing to read this. Let's read this together. Let's do this together. Let's use this to really promote something that we both want and that I'm showing that I want to meet your need in.
Yeah. Right? Oh, that would be so sweet if people would do that. I love that idea. I would recommend, of course, my book, Wanting Sex Again. Our book, we're going to write a book on the five sex love languages.
That's right. It's coming in soon.
And I love Michael Castleman's book on great sex. That's a book for men on really how to become a better lover and how to understand sex. I mean, it's just brilliant. And Paul Joannide's book, The Guide to Getting It On, that is great. Mm-hmm. What else might I suggest? I love Hot Monogamy by Patricia Love. There's a lot of good
ones. They basically just need to come and look at your bookshelf and get some ideas.
But all of those, you know, people don't think that reading books has anything to do with sex.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's like, well, why would I learn about riding a bike by reading a book? Well, about sex, actually, we have such limited understanding. Yeah. You know, even though there's gobs and gobs out there, right, that is film, porn, that really doesn't say anything about sex. There's nothing about real sex in porn. So,
But it's something, it's an important area of your relationship. So establishing a commitment to do that really, I think that really can send a good signal.
And I think that people don't realize that, you know, the creativity and the resource committed to that is can make it so great.
Yeah.
You know, they think it's something that should be natural. I've got my, like, air quotes going on.
Yeah.
You know, and natural sex basically is declining sex.
Mm.
You know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Is natural sex does not fare us well.
Yeah. Again, we talked a lot about that, too. And I think that it's worth mentioning that it doesn't. That it evolves, that it changes. And so learning about that and just educating yourself is really going to go a long way to kind of breaking those myths, right? Mm-hmm. Tearing down those myths and getting you grounded in a way that really, in reality, that really is going to help your sexual relationship in the long term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would just say also on the lighter side, you know, the holidays are beautiful in so many ways. You've got candles all around.
Mm.
I mean, it can be a natural setting to make love on the couch with the Christmas tree lit or the Hanukkah candles glowing.
Yeah.
I mean, thinking about a way that you can use the essence of the holiday to be together sexually, maybe again, you know, late at night or something.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good things. And maybe there's a little extra eggnog, a little extra wine or champagne flowing and lowers people's inhibitions.
And that's another one that I was thinking of too, Lori, a gift that you can give that kind of leads into that off of that, what you just said, getting a gift of redoing your bedroom. All right.
Ooh,
of making, of having a bedroom makeover that makes it into a sexual oasis for you and your partner. I think it just go a long, long way because that's what the bedroom is supposed to be.
Right.
It's not to store your kids' toys under your bed.
Do the laundry.
It's not to do the laundry.
Work.
No, none of that. It's not your craft room. It's not your woodworking shop. Like
it should look like a hotel room.
Yes, absolutely. And so if it doesn't, this could be a great time to do that together, to spend some time picking that out and to plan that out.
To gift
put that
each
in the
other,
budget, gift each other that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hire the painter.
Yeah.
You know, don't paint the ceiling beige.
That's right.
The mirror on the ceiling. No, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not going to do that.
Heart-shaped beds. No, stay away from those things. right? But make it, it should
the
be
cheesy things.
Yeah, it should be comfortable. It should be a place of relaxation. It should be a place where you are able to, as a couple, escape together. And so it's if it's not that, like, yeah, Christmas
make
is a great time
way.
To say, yeah, we're going to do that.
This is our gift.
This is our
this
gift,
our
to,
gift
each other.
To ourselves.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And to our love life. Absolutely. Make it special.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gift.
That's nice. Sexy gifts.
Sexy gifts, man. I think that's I think that's such a great time to be intentional in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
mm-hmm.
such a great time to really focus on each other and really be intentional about that and to think about what would be a meaningful gift to your partner.
Right.
And I think your bowl example is so great, right?
poor
Derek. Not yeah. bag on Derek, but like, I mean, I've done the same thing before. Like being intentional about what is meaningful to your partner goes a long way. I mean, that's sexy in and of itself is
yeah.
knowing
what
your partner is.
It's yeah. knowing them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I always used to say, you know, that the honeymoon is over when you can't think of a gift to give your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the beginning, you know, it's so easy. You think of all these cool things that they would like and enjoy. And,
yeah.
you know, you put a lot of thought into it. And it's so exciting to give mm-hmm. them a gift because you've really thought about it. I will say my husband this year is positively beside himself with the gift he's going to give me. I don't know what it is, but he's like, you are going to like it so much. He's like, I don't know if I can even wait till the holiday
yeah.
to give it to you.
Well, isn't that so exciting for you knowing that he's that excited
yeah.
about what he's
yeah.
about what he's given to
exactly.
you? That's awesome.
Exactly. I know.
That's awesome.
That's good.
Well, what do you say we come back after the break and talk about the other important aspect of the holidays, which is all the people that are traveling to parents' house and are wondering about what they're going to do, how they're going to stay connected
okay.
sexually.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Wanting sex again. How to rediscover desire and heal a sexless marriage by certified sex therapist Lori Watson.
Each chapter is designed to fix one of the problems that cause low libido from early marriage through the childbearing years, even all the way through menopause. I've also had men read it and tell me that for them it was the most hopeful thing they read about resolving sexual problems.
Look for Wanting Sex Again on Amazon.com. You can also talk to Lori Watson for therapy in person or via Skype.
I offer couples counseling and sex therapy, and I think about both aspects of the relationship, emotional intimacy and sexual technique, and that combination together helps marriages be happy.
Improve your sex and improve your relationship with Awakening Center for Couples and Intimacy. Find out more at awakenloveandsex.com and sign up for their next couples retreat weekend hosted by Lori Watson. awakenloveandsex.com. Awaken what's possible.
It is one of my great joys in life to be able to really help individuals and couples find strength in their relationships and really find hope again.
Licensed marriage and family therapist, Dr. Adam Matthews from Matthews Counseling.
I work with a wide variety of issues, including depression and anxiety, marital issues, issues with adolescence. I believe that therapy should be designed around you, that it should be personalized to who you are and to your unique situation.
Therapy is available in office, online, and by phone.
I want therapy to be comfortable for everyone. At our office, you'll find that we sit around a fireplace in deep, comfortable chairs, look at the problem differently, and offer practical solutions for you to take home and utilize outside of the therapy room.
Schedule today and rediscover hope.
You can find me on the web at matthewscounseling.net, Matthews with one T. You can contact us through email or phone and find a lot of resources on our website, matthewscounseling.net.
So, sex at our in-laws.
That just started to make me sweat. It just started to make me sweat, Lori. I don't know if I can handle it. I'm going to have to get Mark and Jill out of my head to have this conversation.
Oh, no. Don't think about your in-laws having
no.
sex.
No,
that
okay,
is totally downregulated.
Parents about the... No, not even... I can't even handle that. Okay. Yeah, but it's an issue, right? I mean, it's an issue for people who are sleeping in smaller beds than they're used to.
And bedrooms where they were 14 years old.
Bedrooms where they were 14, surrounded by
the
posters.
Stuff.
Yeah, surrounded by all the teen heartthrob posters.
Yeah, you know, the old teddy bears.
All the stuffed animals.
The medals.
That's right. All the trophies.
The swimming
all
trophies.
The trophies. Yeah.
Pink canopy beds.
All the things that are absolutely not sexy, right?
Right.
That don't turn you on.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there is this natural prohibition, right? Parents are often the ones saying, wait to have sex, don't have sex too soon, or they look at their precious children and don't see them as sexual beings, and so there's a lot of pressure. And like you just were laughing about your in-laws, we don't see our in-laws or our parents sexual creatures. So going home on the holiday is, you know, just rife with tension about sexuality.
Yeah.
You know, we become sort of asexual.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons the holidays can be stressful and why couples fight over the holidays, right? It's because they're not intentional about staying connected, because what you just said, it's naturally disconnecting, right? In some ways, because you go to these places and you're supposed to be asexual. You're not supposed to be, you know, affectionate. You're not supposed to be.
Yeah. There's a lot of different rules that you're encountering in your in-laws family or in your family, because we have unspoken rules that govern our sexual behavior, our affectionate behavior, our vocal behavior, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah, even how we talk about
some families say, I love you easily, and other families don't. You know, I love you is just this thing that doesn't ever get said. And so you come home and you want to say it to your partner, and suddenly you freeze up back in the old role of being, you know, the kid in that family that had all those rules.
Or even just like joking, like sexual jokes become less funny around your in-laws or your parents, right?
Yeah.
And you can't even fully be yourself in that area.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. I mean, I even as a sex therapist, I don't really talk about sex that much, you know, at home or anything. I'm just like any other parent, more cautious. But we were playing a game on a family weekend recently. We took the kids to the mountains and all our adult children, and we were playing this game called Catchphrase.
Yeah.
And it's like charades, but verbal charades.
Yep.
It's really fun. And there was a prompt that came up, and I was supposed to describe it. And I said, all I can think of is like sexual things to say. And my kids were just like dying, but they were laughing. You know, but it is like we don't cross those things necessarily in our families. So some families talk openly about it, and others are kind of clammed shut.
Yeah, but like you said, the rules change. And so it can pull us apart. So I think staying sexually connected while you're there in ways.
Uh-huh.
But maybe let's talk about some of the ways that can be done, that we can stay connected to our partners in some of these difficult situations as far as staying connected sexually goes.
Well, first of all, I think what you said about being intentional, I think that intentionality is so important in a relationship for everything. And many times in the hustle and bustle of the holidays and getting there and the travel and the gift getting and wrapping, I mean, it's almost like the last thing on our mind to be thinking about, okay, how can I intentionally love my partner and be with them? I mean, it's like, are you kidding? The holidays are like the hardest time to be that way.
Yeah.
So how do we do it?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the ways is our tried and true go-to suggestion, talk about it, right? I mean, I think before you leave, before you go, know what the expectations are, right? If you're going to your in-laws, talk to your partner about what they're okay with in their parents' house, right? I mean, what are you going to try to have sex quietly, right?
Very, very quiet.
Yeah. Are you going to attempt to stay to actually have sex, or are you just going to abstain while you're there? I mean, I think having the same expectations when you're heading there can just do wonders, because it just means that you're on the same page with what you're going to try to do.
I think that's smart. I think that people are reluctant to have that conversation because they may really feel like, I don't want to have sex at my parents' house or at my in-laws' house, but they don't want to say that.
Yeah.
And then that's cause for disappointment and problems. And
rejection,
And rejection. So I think you're right, talking about it. And then also deciding as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, your family isn't affectionate, but that's not what we want to show our children, right?
That's right.
That's not what we want to be for each other. So how can we break through to be affectionate and touch each other, touch our children, and keep our own sort of family identity when we go back into the larger family system.
Yeah, because that's so hard because we revert, don't we?
I love
that. We just revert to what it's like, to our roles when we were teenagers living in that house. And so that can be really tough.
Yeah.
Right. And so, yeah, I love that. Like, how can we be who we want to be and who we are?
And decide who we are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and we're going into the system. And I think that, you know, going back into the family of origin for either side is a very dicey, difficult time. So I think you're right. The talking about it and what we've seen without necessarily comparison, right? My family's better. My family wouldn't do it like that. My family's open and affectionate. Mm. But more talking about, you know, I would love to be able to touch you freely, you know, when we're at your parents' home.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? How can I touch you so that I can express to you my love and my support without making you feel too awkward or uncomfortable?
Yeah. Yeah. I think touch,
drop the comparisons.
Absolutely, drop the comparison. I think touch is key to, like, specifically, especially if for whatever reason you decide that it's just too awkward or uncomfortable, or, you know, it's too close quarters to have sex while you're there. Like, touch becomes mighty important to stay connected, right?
It does.
Because it means that differentiates you from being roommates, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's a real boundary marker that you are in a relationship with somebody.
You're in an adult relationship.
You're in an adult relationship, yeah.
I mean, sex is the adult part of us, right?
Mm. Yeah, and so talking about the questions that you ask, but I think also just committing to, even when we're around our parents or our in-laws, we're going to be touching each other. We're going to, you know, stroke backs, you know, hold hands, cuddle on the couch. Like, we're going to be, a couple that touches and stays that way, especially if that's what's going to happen, you know.
And I think maybe then, again, the private gift exchange outside of the parents.
Yes.
View of the lingerie or the sexy gift or something, or, you know, coupon books, you know, when we get home, wait, what I'm going to do to you, you know, sort of thing.
Absolutely.
That would be good. I think an expression of love, a card at Christmas where you write in, or the holiday, when you really write in your love and maybe your sexual ideas so that you can know it's coming, even if we're not going to have it here. Although I really highly recommend that you get out of the family home alone.
Yes.
So that you can be a couple in the midst of this crazy immersion back into the family.
Yeah.
You know, come back and be alone some. Go out to dinner. I say rent a hotel room.
Yeah.
I really do think, you know, you don't have to stay overnight to make use of that hotel room.
Absolutely. Say, tell them you're going shopping. You got some final errands to do.
Yep. And they don't have to see the packages.
That's right.
You know, just say, oh, we didn't find it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But get away, have sex, because a whole week at the in-laws without sex, without having that reconnection as a couple can be so disappointing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And this is exciting, you know?
Yeah,
it's kind of like
absolutely.
Dirty
it can be
to
different.
Get away and do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. I think
it's kind of fun.
I think that
the secret.
That planning that, you know, go ahead, call ahead, book a hotel room for a couple hours, you know, get that out of the way. So it's easy to do. You don't have to search for the hotel room.
Once you get there.
Pick a day, you know what's going to happen, and you can look forward to
it. And you can anticipate it. Yeah. And you cannot feel like, okay, I'm totally deprived. We're going home to her parents. I know I won't get sex. And then, you know, your partner doesn't want to come along, right? Because it's like, well, why do that? That's not going to be any fun.
That's right.
So, yeah, having some anticipation would be lovely.
Yeah. But I also love that anticipatory thing that you were talking about what's going to happen once we get back.
Yeah.
You know, like that to me get you through a lot of the tension, a lot of the difficulty, because you have something that you're looking forward to.
Sure.
You know it's not going to last forever. I mean, that week at the holidays can feel like it drags on forever, right? Even if it's good, even if it's a good time, it feels really long. Mm-hmm. So having that anticipation of what's going to happen can be really key.
Yeah. And one last thought, you know, if you are going to have sex at your in-laws, and, you know, sneaky, very, very quiet sex can be fun.
Yep.
You know, to just have, like, you know, how to have sort of high school sex to get away with it or something and not have anybody know. I mean, that can be erotic in and of itself, because it's like breaking the taboo, right? I am a sexual creature, and I am going to have sex in my childhood bedroom.
It can be very liberating.
Sexy. Yeah. Right.
And very freeing. So,
okay. So we wish you a gift-filled holiday, a sexy holiday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a love-filled holiday.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, happy holidays from 4Play Radio Sex Therapy with sex therapist Lori Watson and couples therapist Dr. Adam Matthews. Hey, help us stay on top here at 4Play. We'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with your friends. And please take 1 sec and rate and review us. Thanks so much.